This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vietnam's health minister announced Saturday the finding of a new coronavirus variant he claims is a combination of the Indian and UK COVID-19 variants and says it spreads quickly by air. After successfully containing the virus for most of last year, Vietnam is grappling with a spike in infections since late April that accounts for more than half of all of its 7,000 cases. The health minister says authorities will soon announce the name and detailed characteristics of the newly discovered variant. He claims it is much more transmissible than the previously known types, and lab tests reveal it was able to replicate itself very quickly. It could explain why so many new cases had appeared in different parts of Vietnam within such a short period of time, according to the health minister. Indonesian officials say a ferry in the eastern part of the country caught fire early Saturday with nearly 200 people on board, forcing passengers and crew to jump into the sea but causing no casualties. Video of the incident from rescue authorities show passengers and crew clinging to floating objects as they struggle in the choppy water, while the raging fire on the ferry sent up clouds of black smoke. All 181 passengers, including 22 children and 14 crew members, were rescued and safely evacuated to a nearby island, according to a sea official. He says the agency's rescue operation also involved local fishing boats that happened to be in the area. The cause of the incident is still being investigated, and survivors claim the fire started in the engine room. Ferry accidents are common in Indonesia with more than 17,000 islands and lax regulation of boat services. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain will allow cruise ships to dock in its port starting June 7th, the Transport Ministry announced Saturday, hoping to salvage the country's battered tourism sector in time for the summer season. Maritime authorities approved the reopening because of falling COVID-19 rates and an increase in vaccinations, according to an order. The country banned cruise ships from docking in its ports in June 2020 as the pandemic ripped through Europe, with several high-profile spreader events linked to cruise liners around the world. Spain was the second most popular destination for international cruises in Europe, and the second most visited country in the world before the health crisis, according to maritime authorities. Foreign tourism plunged 80% last year as restrictions brought the industry to a standstill. Last week, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced Spain would allow people from anywhere in the world to enter the country, also beginning June 7th, provided they were vaccinated. German media reported Saturday prosecutors in several regions have launched probes of companies offering free COVID-19 tests after news reports showed some were padding their numbers to claim more government money. The German government made testing free several weeks ago in an effort to boost testing, reimbursing companies up to 18 euros, about $22 for each one conducted. But according to a joint investigation by several media companies, the testing centers do not have to prove how many people they've tested when filing for government compensation, and several have been inflating the figures. The television and newspaper investigation claims it found they just have to send the number carried out without any proof, and they are wired the money soon after. Iran state media reported Saturday Iraq has agreed to transfer $125 million of frozen Iranian funds to a European bank for the purchase of 16 million COVID-19 vaccine doses. The country's energy minister says the payments would go towards the purchase of vaccines from the World Health Organization-sponsored global COVAX vaccine sharing plan, according to state news agency IRNA. Iran is the hardest-hit Middle Eastern country by the coronavirus and has complained that U.S. sanctions were preventing it from making payments to buy vaccines. There were no immediate confirmation by Iraqi officials of the reported release of Iranian funds for the purchase of the vaccines. Tehran has demanded the release of $20 billion of its oil revenue. It says it has been frozen in countries such as Iraq, South Korea, and China due to U.S. sanctions, as it holds talks with world powers in Vienna to revive its 2015 nuclear accord. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.